All right, a couple of people have asked my opinion on Prince Patel's latest IFL interview. I did actually do a Facebook post the day that I saw the interview, which some people who are requesting me do this on Patreon have probably read that Facebook post, so I'm only going to reiterate what I said in the post, basically. But yeah, I could talk about it. Prince Patel, whether you love him or hate him, he gets a reaction. People are talking about him. And it's very straightforward. It's like what O'Hara Davis is doing. It's like what Billy Joe Saunders, Tyson Fury, Adrian Broner, so many other fighters in boxing do to varying degrees. They become internet trolls, essentially. You know, and that extends beyond talking smack on Twitter. It also extends to talking smack in interviews, on television, at every opportunity. They're internet trolls. And I'm not hating on them for that. In fact, I'm actually quite sympathetic with it because as someone who grew up as a young kid enjoying WWF, as it was then, WWE now, professional wrestling, I always had a soft spot for theatrics. And not only WWF, I also liked Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali was really my introduction into boxing. And Ali was a very theatrical guy, loads of trash talking, you know, saying controversial things. So I developed a taste for that kind of thing at a very young age. Controversy, trash talk, theatricality when it comes to fighting, specifically boxing. So what Prince Patel is doing, I don't find it offensive. I don't find it, you know, horrifying or anything like that. He does come across as obnoxious, but in a theatrical kind of way. So, and I've got no issue with people not liking it. The only issue I have is when people are selective with their outrage. They hate one guy for trash talking, but they love another guy for trash talking when both guys are basically saying the same thing. Now, Prince Patel hasn't really achieved anything yet as a professional. Anything of any great significance anyway. I think he's WBO European champion or something like that, which is what Anthony Yard is. But you could definitely argue that Anthony Yard is getting a lot more hype and fanfare than Prince Patel. So yeah, the interview, Prince Patel is very disrespectful to Coogan Cassius throughout the interview, which, you know, I wouldn't like to be in Coogan's position being disrespected like that. I'd get angry just like he clearly got angry. But as a viewer, it made for very entertaining viewing. I can't lie. I was sitting there cracking up throughout the interview at how disrespectful Prince Patel was being towards Coogan Cassius. It was strange, actually. I don't know if he's got some kind of issue with Coogan Cassius, but he was mad disrespectful towards him. But he's apparently been disrespectful towards many people, Barry Jones and, you know, many other people, seemingly unprovoked. But I don't know. There might be back and forth between them behind the scenes. There might have been things Barry Jones has said or done about Prince Patel, which led to Patel saying what he said. Or maybe it was just Patel being opportunistic and, you know, going for a little bit of publicity. Maybe it's the same thing with the latest Coogan Cassius interview. Whatever the case may be, I found the interview extremely entertaining. I think it's one of the most memorable classic IFL interviews of all time. And again, that's no diss to Coogan. You know, Coogan had to put up with a lot. But just as a viewer, as someone who isn't having to put up with what Coogan had to put up with, just as a viewer, I found it highly entertaining. It was like car crash television. And I loved it. In fact, I loved it so much, I actually had to download the interview in case IFL decided to remove it, because IFL have removed a number of their interviews in the past couple of months. So as soon as I watched the Prince Patel interview, I downloaded it and kept, you know, have it for safekeeping so I can watch it as many times as I wish to my heart's content. A hilarious interview. And if you look at the views that Prince Patel got for that interview, I'm looking now, it's got nearly 50,000 views for the Prince Patel interview on IFL, his last one a week ago. Some of his other interviews have got even more than that. You know, 60, over 60,000, nearly 70,000. Now, if you compare Prince Patel and his viewing figures on IFL to some of his rivals, like Sonny Edwards, Sonny Edwards responded to Prince Patel and he's only got 20,000 views. So on the very same channel, Sonny Edwards has managed to get only half as many views as Prince Patel. You know, and that's even with Prince Patel in the title. So whether you love him or hate him, what Prince Patel is doing is effective because people want to watch him. And the majority of people who want to watch him, they want to see him get knocked out. They want to see him lose, but they still want to watch him. Views pay the bills at the end of the day, not even skills. Views pay the bills. The more people you can get to watch you in a sport like boxing, whether they love you or hate you, the more money you can get from that situation. And that's what Prince Patel is going for. He's just trying to be as obnoxious and as trollsome as possible in WWE / WWF fashion, you know, type fashion. And yeah, I personally find it entertaining. Other people don't. And here's one thing as well. The reason why so many people, let me just click on the interview right now. The interview has got nearly 50,000 views. It's got 652 likes and 2,000 dislikes. Okay, I put a like on the video. I'm not gonna lie, I put a like on it straight away. You know, as soon as I realized how funny it was, I must have been, you know, 5-10 minutes in, I put a like on the video. It just shows that there are a lot of people out there in society in general, not just boxing fans, a lot of people out there who want to be offended. There are people out there who want someone to hate. And that's why, despite the fact they hate this man, despite the fact they dislike this man, Prince Patel, they still watch. You know, I'm not one of those people because for me, if I really don't like somebody, I just won't watch them. It's like with people who troll my YouTube channel or people who troll other YouTube channels. Where do you find all the time in the day to be trolling people and watching people's videos who you don't even like? You know, I do not troll YouTube channels that I don't like. You know why? Because I don't have enough time to waste on trolling. What good is it going to do me trolling another channel when I don't like them? Why am I even watching another channel if I don't like them? It doesn't make any sense to me. If I don't like someone, I do something very simple. I don't watch them. I don't engage with them. I just leave them alone to do their thing and I'll do mine. And I concentrate on building up me and myself, not trying to bring someone else down. I'm not interested in what they're doing. I'm interested in what I'm doing. Yeah? But a lot of people are not like that. A lot of people are so consumed by negativity. They're so desperate to find somebody to hate that they latch on to people like Prince Patel. Because he's just given them exactly what they want. He's given them a reason to hate him by being obnoxious and all that kind of business. And these people have a field day and they watch all his interviews and they can't wait to dislike bomb the videos and what have you. But that's just playing into Prince Patel's hands. So more power to him at the end of the day. You know, more power to him, man. I don't understand that mentality of people who are addicted to hatred. As so many human beings, man, particularly I found in the United Kingdom. Very strange. You know, in America, there's a lot of fanboyism with regards to getting behind certain fighters. But unless a fighter is a direct rival of another big fighter, then American fans don't tend to hate on people, from what I've seen. Like, if there was an American Prince Patel equivalent, you're not going to see a million dislikes on the interview. You know, you just see indifference. Americans might leave some comments like, who the hell is this guy? They won't care. They won't even bother that much to leave a load of dislikes. But there's something within British culture where people are just obsessed with finding something to hate. It's really odd. And you find it a lot in boxing, in football, in the celebrity world. You go online and some of the worst trolls are British. They're just absolutely obsessed with trolling, with hating people online. Really, really strange mentality. There's plenty of trolls in America, don't get it twisted. Plenty of vile and horrible trolls in America. But as I say, it's a little different because they're not just trolling. When it comes to boxing, a lot of the trolls in America are not just trolling for the sake of trolling. They're trolling because they have an agenda. They're trolling because they like a particular fighter, and anyone who's against that fighter, they go against you. Or they might like a particular race of fighter, and anyone who's against that race of fighter, they're against you. But in the United Kingdom, there are people who just hate for the sake of hating. There is really no overt agenda for a lot of them. They just hate and they want to hate someone. And they just wait. Ethnicity plays a certain part in it. I'm sure if Prince Patel was white, he wouldn't get quite so much hate. He'd still get a lot of hate, but he wouldn't get quite so much hate if he was white. You know, the fact that he is Asian, that definitely plays into it. You know, there's no nobody can try to tell me any different. I've seen the kind of racism that Asian people have endured in the United Kingdom for, you know, the couple decades that I lived in the United Kingdom. You can't tell me about that. You know, as a black person, I can tell you that Asian people have suffered more from racism in the United Kingdom from what in my lifetime, from what I've seen, than black people. Yeah. You're not going to try to tell me that all that is gone. No, there are plenty of people out there, particularly who pop up as internet trolls, who will still target anyone that's Asian on the internet. You know, that still goes on. So there's an element of that in terms of the hate of Prince Patel, but there's a hell of a lot of it is just because he's obnoxious and he's giving people what they want, a reason to hate someone. There are plenty of people out there just itching to hate someone. They just want a reason, a tiny reason. Sometimes they don't even need any reason. But when Patel comes out and gives them a reason by being so obnoxious, it's like a field day. It's like Christmas, New Year's, birthday, and a lottery win all rolled in one for these people who just have are walking around with hatred in their heart on a daily basis, waiting to unleash it on somebody. And Prince Patel's giving them what they want. So all you guys who hate Prince Patel, you should actually be thanking him for giving you what you want. You want someone to hate, right? And for some people, particularly someone who's Asian, even though I don't believe Prince Patel's Muslim. I don't think he is. I think he might be Hindu or Sikh or whatever. I'm not sure. But I know he's Indian rather than Pakistani, and most Indians are not Muslims. Most Indians are Hindus or what have you. But still, he's an Asian, so some people itching to hate an Asian for some reason. Some people are just itching to hate anyone, and maybe the race don't come into it for some people, but they're just itching to hate someone. So Prince Patel is giving you guys what you want. Go ahead and enjoy yourselves. And there are people who are not necessarily itching to hate someone, but they just find Patel genuinely offensive. Yeah, there are those people too. But for those people, don't watch Prince Patel, innit? It's a very simple solution. There are people who I find obnoxious and offensive, and guess what? I don't watch them. It's that simple. If I find certain fighters difficult to watch their interviews and they talk rubbish, and you know, I just don't watch them. I just switch off. Not that I find Burmester Vern offensive. I don't find him offensive, but I find Burmester Vern very difficult to listen to in interviews. You know, I just find him excruciating to listen to. And so my solution is I don't watch Burmester Vern interviews. I don't feel the need to go to his interviews and start leaving hate comments below and, you know, trolling him on. So I don't feel the need to do any of that to Burmester Vern. I just simply don't watch his interviews anymore. It's that easy. The solution is that flipping easy. You know? So if you are someone who you're not prejudiced, you're not a hateful person, but you're just offended by the way Patel behaves, then just don't watch him. Problem solved. You know, problem solved. You won't feel the need to constantly comment on him. You know, you won't feel compelled to slag him off or whatever, you know. Anyway, yeah, those are my thoughts on the Prince Patel interview with Coogan Cassius. Hilarious. I'm a big WWF, WWE fan from back in the day. I don't watch wrestling anymore. I'm talking about when I was a kid. You know, when I was pre-high school age. Like 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, 8, 9, you know, 10 years old. Them kind of ages that I loved wrestling. And even beyond that, when I was in my teenage years, I did watch some wrestling from like the Attitude Era. That's what they call it, right? With Stone Cold and Stone Cold and The Rock and all them kind of people there. How old was I when the Stone Cold and The Rock was doing their thing? I must have been maybe like 15, 16, 17, 18 with Stone Cold and The Rock. So I was still kind of watching wrestling around then, but not like a hardcore fan, just watching it for light entertainment here and there, because my youngest brother at the time, he was really into it. And he's like, my youngest brother's like, how much younger than me is he? 10 years, 10, 11 years younger than me. So he was really into it. But anyway, yeah, those are my thoughts on Prince Patel's IFL interview. Hilarious. Coogan Cassius said that, he basically said he ain't going to interview Prince Patel again. Next time he's going to send someone else to do it. And Prince Patel actually put Coogan Cassius on blast. He exposed Coogan. He said, Coogan, Wingy was willing to take a megabus from Leicester up to do the interview, but you stole it from him. He wanted to do the interview. He's been talking about me on his channel for years, covering my fights, but you stole his moment of glory for yourself. This is basically what Prince Patel was saying to Coogan, and I guess Coogan maybe felt a little embarrassed about that. Possibly, I don't know, you know, but I think that's what the intention of Prince Patel was, to try and embarrass Coogan a little bit. He said many things. You know, he said Coogan was asking boring questions. He said Coogan was letting down the Asian community. He was saying all kind of crazy stuff, you know. So, yeah, let me know what you think about the Prince Patel interview. Those are my thoughts on it, all right? It's happening, I'm out.